Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. Welcome to our service of worship on this November 15th, the 24th Sunday after Pentecost. Our celebrant today is Bishop Liz Labazou, and our homilist is Archdeacon Sherry Grenier. And now, let us prepare our hearts for a time of worship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known. From you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the colic for the 24th Sunday after Pentecost. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Judges. Chapter 4, beginning at the first verse. The Israelites again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord after Ahab died. So the Lord sold them into the hand of King Jabin of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth and Goam. Then the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help, for he had 900 chariots of iron and had oppressed the Israelites' cruelty 20 years. At that time, Deborah, a prophetess, wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel. She used to sit under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites came up to her for judgment. She sat and summoned Barak, the son of Abinoam, from Kadesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go take position at Mount Tabor, bringing 10,000 from the tribe of Naphtali and the tribe of Zebulun. I will draw out Sisera, the general of Jabin's army, to meet you by the Wadi Kishon with his chariots and his troops, and I will give him into your hand." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 123. To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. As the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of their mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, until he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us. For we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has more than its fill of scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud. God, Holy God of Israel, you faithfully keep the promises you made to our ancestors and lead our people into the future, providing hospitality on the way. Help us who inherit the pilgrim life to journey faithfully at your command, that we may be a band of disciples called to be sojourners in your service. Amen.
The second reading is from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, beginning with the first verse. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness, for that day to surprise you like a thief, for you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober, for those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as it is indeed you are doing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel, Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
For it is as if a man, going on a journey, summons his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had 2 talents made 2 more talents. The one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed over me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master replied, You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return, I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to all, the one with the 10 talents. For to those all who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they will have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him out into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be pleasing to you, our Lord and our Redeemer. Today's gospel reading, the parable of the talents, is found in the 25th chapter of Matthew, where it is placed between 2 others, the parable of the 10 virgins and the parable of the sheep and goats. All three involve how we live our lives as we await the return of Jesus. In this parable, talent does not mean a skill or ability. The word talent in the Bible is a unit of measurement equivalent to 75 pounds. The first mention of the talent was in the book of Exodus, in the inventory of materials used in the construction of the tabernacle. 2 Samuel tells us that King David's crown weighed a talent, and it was also the weight of the hailstones mentioned in Revelation 16. In this parable, the master went on a journey, and his three slaves were entrusted with 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent, respectively. To put it into context, 1 talent of gold was the equivalent of 25 years' wages, so he showed a great deal of trust in them. The three slaves were entrusted with different values because they had different abilities. The first 2 slaves invested the gold. The 3rd slave was afraid of the master and thought him to be harsh and cruel. This fear led to him making unwise choices. While the other 2 doubled their investments, he buried the talent and he incurred the anger of the master. Today, we use the word talent to describe an ability that God has given to us. The master in this parable is Jesus, leaving the servants, us, in charge of his world. How a person sees Jesus as loving or as unfair will affect their choices. If you know God and love him, you will look forward to a future when Jesus comes again, and you will be like the first 2 servants who invested what their master entrusted to them in anticipation of his return. If you feel fear and suspicion, or even disbelief, you will be like the 3rd servant who entrusted the master and buried the talent. God expects us to do the best with what he has given to us. If a master can entrust his slaves with what is his, think of how much more God trusts us. The 2 slaves who invested the money had no need to compare themselves to each other. Both had doubled the value, and the master was equally pleased with both. He invited them to share in his happiness. The servant who received 1 talent was not condemned by the master for failing to produce 10 or 4. He would have received the same praise if he had produced 2. He was condemned because he failed to invest at all. Just as the slaves invested what their master had entrusted to them, so must we invest what God has given to us. Like the 3, our talents may be great or small. But no matter how great or small our talents, abilities, and wealth, we are required to put them to good use. Jesus has gone to make a home for us. We might still be alive when he returns, or we may have already died. But while here on this earth, waiting for his perfect plan to unfold, we are not to be lazy and bury what he has entrusted to us. We are merely stewards of what he has given to us, for nothing is ever really ours. Think of your bedroom when you were younger. You considered it to be your own private domain, yet it was part of the home that your parents owned. We will see our talents and abilities differently if we realize they are merely borrowed, and when Jesus returns, he will want to see how we have used them. Which servant are you or I? We each have the choice of which kind of servant we will be. We may use our skills and abilities to further God's kingdom on earth, or we can be like the 3rd servant who fearfully buried the talent given to him. We are not given equal abilities, and our earthly incomes may not show that we are rewarded equally for using them, but we are equally pleasing to God. Our gifts are not ours alone, and God expects us to use them in ways that glorify him. We see around us examples of those who invest their talents and abilities wisely. Those who volunteer in the areas in which they excel for the sole purpose of helping others. The teachers who give extra help to struggling students. The employers who give bonuses to their workers so they can better provide for their families. Those who use their abilities in the medical field to ease the suffering of mankind. Those who go the extra mile for their families and loved ones. So invest your talents daily. Make a donation to a charity. Offer to babysit for a neighbor, volunteer at your church, pray for those who need it, or simply share a smile. By investing in this way, you multiply your talents and you may just inspire others to do the same. It is literally that easy, and yet what is better as a reward than hearing the words, "You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Amen.
Friends in Christ, God invites us to hold the needs of our sisters and brothers as dear to us as our own needs. Loving our neighbors as ourselves, we offer our thanksgivings and our petitions on behalf of the church and the world. In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, "Lord, hear and have mercy." We pray for all who confess the name of Christ. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for those whose lives are bound in mutual love and for those who live in celibacy. Be their joy and their strength.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all in danger, for those who are far from home, prisoners, exiles, victims of oppression, grant them your salvation.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all who are facing trials and difficulties, for those who are sick, especially those remembered in the quiet of our hearts. We also pray for those who are dying. Show them your kindness and mercy.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for one another. May we always be united in service and love.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray to be set free from all hardship, distress, want, war, and injustice.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we discover new and just ways of sharing the goods of the earth, struggling against exploitation, greed, or lack of concern. May we all live by the abundance of your mercies and find joy together.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we be strengthened by our communion with all Christ's saints.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
Holy One, hear our prayer and make us faithful stewards of the fragile bounty of this earth so that we may be entrusted with the riches of heaven.
Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart, and we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Eternal God, in Jesus Christ we behold your glory. Receive the offering of your people gathered before you, and open our hearts and mouths to praise your great salvation, the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
This is a thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and our praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer. He is your living word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared a human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God, the Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who placed their hope in you. So he won for you a holy people to choose to bear our griefs and sorrows, to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us light. He brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in the sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory to your servant, Jesus Christ. Glory and honor are yours, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Church, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your memory, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving Spirit. May I never be separated from your love, grace. Amen.
Father in heaven, strengthen the unity of your church so that we who may have been fed with the holy thing may fulfill your will in the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.